This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Here it is. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Like Spike and Fritz brought to you now. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Phillies to extend JT Realmuto before opening day? 70.7%.
No.
Say no.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could have guessed that one too.
Yeah, that is a fair position to be in.
Yes.
Lamar and Philly, you're on WIP.
How you guys doing, man?
What's up, Lamar?
Oh, man, hey, Ike, it's hard to believe you sit up here with these guys, Ike, because you played with McNabb.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you didn't get a ring, Ike.
Nope.
You guys had good teams, you didn't get a ring. So we got to hear all day Fritz is six, going on his rants about how the Eagles are going to win 10 games next year. I mean, you got teams, Ike, that have never sniffed the Super Bowl. The Bengals just paid $200 million. I may be off. Maybe $300 million. To two wide receivers. They got all-world stats. And we're sitting here, all we do is say our quarterback can't get the ball out in 1.6 seconds. A month after a Super Bowl, it's mind-blowing. And then, and like I said, to me, Spike, I don't know if Fritz is trolling. He could be. But to me, the sorry baseball team is no better than the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
You got a whole bunch of players.
I know. Everyone wants to take little shots at the Phillies to make you feel better about the Eagles. I got you.
But my thing is, what player on that team, Fritz, lifts that team up? Every year,
it's
I think the bats go
baseball.
Cold. I think I can bat 130.
Okay.
I can bat 130.
I don't think you could.
In October.
I don't think you could.
I mean, how hard is it to strike out?
Okay.
You think I could do that, right? Yeah.
Sure. That's all they do in October. That's all they do is just strike out.
Well, I guess.
Yes, because they had two bad games in 2023, and then they had a bad Mets series last year. Now they're just perpetual losers.
Fritz, they're getting ready to blow it up.
I know. Phillies suck. Your Eagles won. I got you.
But the Eagles win, and you guys say you can't throw a six-yard slant.
No one said that.
But you see, Lamar, here's the thing. Is like, I personally don't like. I know that Ike's the Eagles guy. I'm the Sixers guy. Jack's the Phillies guy. I get it. But we're all in Philly, and we're all cheering for all these teams.
Yeah.
So, like, the frustrating thing is, if we're talking about the Eagles thing, and you go, but Bryce Harper, like, it's just not the same thing, right? And I've been as hard on Bryce as anybody, you know, throughout last season. But, like, these are different things. They're just different things. So, talking about the quarterback's performance, I'm sorry, we're always going to talk about the quarterback. 100% of the time. And if the fact is, if they were 29th in passing last year, there's plenty of reason to say they could be better next year. And there's plenty of reasons to wonder if they can, based on what they did last year. So he did. He won Super Bowl MVP 100%. He played great in the NFC Championship game, great in the Super Bowl. But if you're watching all the defensive players walk out the door and you're thinking to yourself, well, we're probably not going to have the number one defense next year, I think it's a fair question to say, well, do you think Jalen can produce more in the regular season last year than he did this year? It's just a normal question that you're getting mad at. And I don't understand like the aggravation that you have. That don't you want the Phillies to win?
Yes, of course we want the Phillies to win, but that's not what I'm getting mad at. I just took the shot at the Phillies because Fritz was on the radio the other day at 6 saying they wouldn't win more than 10 games. But my thing is, last year before the season started, nobody on this radio said the Eagles had the number one defense going into the season. You guys, if I recall correctly, said the Eagles would have to, the offense would have to carry the day.
Yes, that's what everyone thought. But that doesn't mean, Lamar, just because you're wrong about something that everybody was wrong about, doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion the next year. So
let me ask you this, Mike. Yeah. You think the defensive coordinators are being paid in the league to analyze and basically look at what the Eagles do best and stop it?
Yes.
Okay, well, my thing is, Jalen's been in the league now for 4 years. There's a big enough sample size on Jalen being in the league. And then you look at what he's done and what he don't do. All the Eagles did this year is play to what they gave them. They played to stop the pass initially. I think going into next year, you're going to have more teams play to stop Saquon. And when you force
Dude,
the pass,
Lamar, 3 games after the bye, it was very clear to everyone that the Eagles were going to run the ball every play. I mean, they weren't still playing to stop the pass. Like, are you crazy? That's not what was happening.
No. So my thing is, so you're saying all year long, when you're looking at the Eagles and you're looking at this offense, you're saying that at some point, when Saquon was running for 280 yards a game, nobody said, hey, let's just stop the run?
Of course they did.
No. So my thing is, when they're saying stop the run, then you're forcing Jalen to react. Every time he had to react this year, I feel like he did a decent job. He just didn't put up the numbers that you guys wanted. So, therefore, it's like, oh, he could have threw for 3,000. McNabb had good numbers. McNabb couldn't sniff a big play in
Hold
a big
up.
Game.
No, but that's a lie. Donovan McNabb played in a Super Bowl and 4 NFC Championship games. And to say he didn't play well in a big
Lamar is wrong.
It's just wrong. He didn't play great in every big game, and he didn't play great in the Super Bowl, but he played great in big games. And those two first playoff games this year were also big games, and Jalen didn't play well in them. He played well in the next two, and that's great, and we won the Super Bowl. But it doesn't mean that like he's infallible, and it doesn't mean that Donovan didn't do anything well.
Well, yeah, because let me jump in here from a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't get to big games. You don't get to 5 conference title games. You don't get to a Super Bowl without winning big games or playing well in those games. He played well in more games than he didn't play well in.
Like you started the playoffs every year in that run with a bye. So you had to play at least one
game. How do you think we got the bye?
Yeah, because you guys played in the weak NFC. I ain't care what that's going to be. The NFC East is weak.
Okay.
You guys didn't get a ring, right? You didn't close the deal, right?
We did not close the deal. We did not.
So at the end of the day, 2 weeks after this guy win, it shouldn't be no talk about Hurts. 3 weeks, it shouldn't be no talk about him. They got all season to analyze why he ain't throwing the ball to the crybaby number 11 every single play. He won the championship. After a win, this guy cried every single play after a win. I don't understand it.
You're talking about AJ.
A win is a win, yes. And then AJ gets it backed up by the radio. I mean, this is why you got so many athletes now with podcasts. Everybody get on the radio and talk crazy. Everybody do it. So
listen, Lamar, I hear you. What it sounds like, you're frustrated that Jalen isn't being celebrated enough. He's being questioned as to whether or not he has the ability to do something. So you're offended by that. I get that. I understand that. He just won the Super Bowl. He's the Super Bowl MVP. But here's the thing you got to understand, Lamar. We're talking about what the team is going to look like and what's going to need to be done moving forward, right? This isn't about celebrating or rehashing what happened last year. It's about what they're going to need to do moving forward. And if you're losing the players that you're losing on the defensive side of the ball, it's obvious that the offense is going to have to shoulder more of the load this year, right? Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with it. So, I totally agree with it. But
that's,
my thing is,
the offense starts.
You still got to defend them.
Sure. And it's fair for you to say, well, if the offense has to shoulder the load this year, then we're equipped to handle it. I mean, that's pretty much what I've said. Like, I don't get offended that somebody may question whether or not the offense is going to be good enough next year or the passing game is going to be good enough next year. I just feel confident that it will be.
Well, I think it will be too late, and I think at the end of the day, we got the guy. We got the horses to win.
There you go. There you go.
All this guy has done is win. I'm trusting Vangio. I'm trusting that the Eagles aren't going to Vangio and saying to him, we're letting go this defensive guy, and Vangio's saying no. Vangio's saying no. The guy can go. My scheme is better. We'll replace him with somebody else.
Okay. I'm going to throw one last thing in there because I felt like Donovan took two to the gut that he didn't need to take.
Yeah.
He didn't have the talent around him that Jalen has had around him throughout his career.
That's what I tried to tell Donovan.
I agree. I totally agree with that. But my thing is, like, in the NFC Championship games, I got nightmares of the Carolina game.
Yes. Game. Let's not rehash. I'm with you.
I mean, if Jalen was doing that, I'd be telling Jalen he got to go. I mean, if I'm watching Rondé Barber still run down the
line,
I'm telling Jalen he got to go.
Yes, okay.
He hasn't done that in none of these games.
You're right.
So I feel like
you're right.
Relax.
No, you're right.
He's done that in the playoffs.
Yep.
The worst playoff game was, I felt like, last year in Tampa, but I felt like they quit.
Or it's two Tampa games.
Yeah,
both those Tampa games are terrible. Yeah.
They didn't happen.
Yeah, well,
they weren't
was
big games.
I mean, one was his first, first year.
Well, he's horrible in the Packers game this year.
Weren't
big games, yeah. Give us a 90s icon, Lamar.
I'm going to go with, I mean, it's probably towards the end of the 90s, but I'm going to probably go with Allen Iverson.
Ah.
He got drafted in 98.
He got drafted in 96.
I thought it was when I wasn't right when I graduated college. Wasn't 98?
96.
No, 96. He's in the COVID. All right. Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Thank you for the call, Lamar.
Yeah. He's more of an icon in the 2000s.
I would say so.
Yeah.
He is a little bit of a 90s.
Yeah, he was in the 90s. Yeah.
I mean, college in the
90s. Started in the 90s.
Was an icon in college.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely. Iconic place. You will be an icon with your.
Well, I gotta catch strays.
I know.
This is gonna start happening more and more, though.
That guy was a
he
little
was
out of pocket.
Yeah, he's out of pocket with five. Yeah, there, man.
Because then he went right after you. He's like, you didn't win one, did you?
Whoa. I gave one throwaway 10-win prediction. It wasn't a rant. They're going to suck next year. I think they're a 10-11 win team.
He did say, you ain't win nothing, did you?
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't win anything. Yeah.
At any level. Oh, sorry.
Not at any level.
That's my new favorite thing to say.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Yo, you're going to be a winner if you go Gaida and replace those old windows and doors, those old drafty windows and doors. Winner. You're going to win. You're going to be a winner because they're going to hook you up with the interest. And no money down, interest-free financing. They're going to hook you up with a discount on the windows and doors. You're going to be a winner because your energy bills are going to go down. You're going to be a winner because the value of your home is going to go up with new windows and doors. I said interest-free financing. So depending on the size of your project, you can get zero down and 0% interest for up to 36 months or as many as 72 months. 72 months, if you're not good at math, that is 6 years of low monthly payments with your energy bills down because you were smart and you go to... I was going to say Goat Gaida,
What is the, you went Gaida? You went Gaida. Go Gaida. And I said, you're going to get a discount 20% off every single one of their products. So every energy efficient window and door. There are some restrictions and there's a minimum purchase and financing subject to credit approval. So here's what I want you to do. Call 877-GO-GAIDA. This is for a limited time only. They can give you all the details when you call them. And you can even schedule a free in-home estimate. Or go to GoGaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com. So AJ Brown posted on Instagram the books that he has read this year. Now, this is a lot of books. He's read 18 books in a year. I do not know if I have read 18 full books in my entire life.
Not possible.
Here are the
he's getting to that Cat Williams level.
Yes.
Cat Williams said he read 3,000 books.
Oh, really? 3,000 books?
Too many books.
What?
I think he told Shannon Sharp that.
That's a lot. 3,000 books?
Or 1,000 books?
That's a 3,000 books is a book a day for 10 years. Come on. All right. Here are some of the books. You tell me if you would read this book or if you've heard of this book. You Can Get What You Want If You Find It Within Yourself by Robert A. Russell. No? Nothing?
No.
Working with the Law by Raymond Hollowell.
Working with the Law?
Yes.
Like police?
Habits of the Household, Justin Whitmill Early. Now, well, hopefully one of those habits is no TV in the bedroom.
Habits of the Household?
Yeah.
Would you start with the no TV in the bedroom?
Well,
these are strange books.
The Complete Works of Florence Shin by Florence Shin. How about this one?
Who the hell's Florence Shin?
Well, if you would like to read her your entire works, you could get The Complete Works of Florence Shin. Sounds like it's probably a poet. That would be my guess. The Tongue, A Creative Force.
Oh, God.
By
Charles
Capps.
It's called A Big Dose of D.
That's right.
Are these self-help books or what is it?
Well,
what's the tongue have to do with that?
Well, if you can't afford Blue Chew.
Yep.
Wow.
Living as a Christian by A.W. Tozer.
One of my favorites.
Cut my mic off.
Yeah. How about this? The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson.
I've heard that's a good book. I've heard that's a good book.
The Courage to Be Disliked, which I should probably read, by Ichiro Kishimi and Fumitaki Koga.
Wow. Ichiro wrote a book?
Yep. Law of Attraction by Michael Lozier. What It Takes to Be Free. I'm trying to think. When Breath Becomes Air.
Now, what does that mean?
Power. The Power of Now, rather. No, it just looks like it's called Power. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers, PhD.
Feel the Fear.
The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
We've heard of that one, yes. Yeah.
Two Tony Dungy books.
There you go.
Quiet Strength and Uncommon.
Okay.
And Focus on What Matters by Darius Faru.
Okay.
You didn't mention The Rise by Mike Sielski?
Oh, The Rise by Mike Sielski as well.
Congratulations,
the Kobe
Mike.
Book.
That's a big moment for the book.
Yes. Do we think AJ read all these books? This is a lot of books. 18 books in a year. It's a book and a half a month.
It's not like, because Inner Excellence seems like that's the only one he read on the sidelines.
On the sideline, at least. Now, I am not insulting him because I probably read one book a year while I'm on vacation the first 2 days. Now, I fall asleep when I read books during the, like, when I'm not on vacation.
Yeah.
18 is a lot of books.
Reading books.
Yeah. It's just a lot of books.
18 is a lot of books.
Yeah.
And considering how long he was reading Inner Excellence.
He's highlighted. Do you think he highlights these books?
Well, here's the thing. Was Inner Excellence only read during the game?
Well, he didn't have a highlighter on the sidelines, and the book's highlighted,
so he must have read it some other time.
Yeah.
Right? How thick are these books?
The Art of War is like 800 pages.
No way I would have read that book.
Are you kidding me?
There's no way he's read that book, not the entire book.
I used to see my mom would read like Stephen King books. It is like 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
1,000 pages? My wife I think she just does it to not have to talk to me, but she just reads and reads and reads.
What are you doing on
the Kindle.
The Kindles now, iPads or what have you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of books.
I think it's too many books.
So maybe he's just reading certain chapters of the books.
Maybe. Or maybe just, I have.
They sound like self-help books.
I have a whole bookcase of books. I didn't read 80% of them.
So do I. I didn't read 100% of them. Man, it just looks good.
That's why you have a bookcase.
Looks great in the office. Yep.
Yeah, it looks good in the office. Yeah.
Kevin in North Philly, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Kev?
What's up, Kev?
All right. I feel kind of bad because what I wanted to talk about, I heard y'all already talked about, and that was the 76ers.
Well, go ahead anyway.
Okay, I was just saying, what do y'all think is the problem with the Sixers? Me, myself, I think it's a combination. One would be like the president and the general manager. I'm not too sure about getting rid of the coach yet, but it seems like we don't have no, like, identity.
Well, that's because we don't have players.
The players do have an identity. It's not a good identity.
It's injured. Yeah. That is our identity.
Yeah. I mean, a positive identity.
It's the Embiid can't play.
Yeah.
I mean, it just settles. Unfortunately, it all comes back to that. And by the way, I still think their best chance before this year was seeing if Embiid could do it. I don't think they had a win. I don't think they had a route to get to a title without that. They made a bet. It was a bad bet. Not every bet you make, even if you think it's the right bet, you don't win every bet, and they certainly didn't win this one. And hopefully we win the lottery or something, because with the way Embiid's health looks, I think we might be in bad shape for a long time.
Would y'all try to get rid of Embiid?
I don't know how. Nobody's gonna want him.
Yeah.
He's got 4 years left on his contract, and $240 million. I think there's not really a path, man. There's not really a path at this point.
Let me ask y'all this: What do y'all think? I think they made a mistake in the draft by passing up Dalton Kennett. There's no way I would have took McCain over Dalton.
Well, McCain was one of the bright spots.
I would take McCain over Kennett.
I like Dalton Kennett. I didn't know much about McCain coming out, though.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wanted, McCain is legit, man. Dalton Kennett is a nice little, extra player or whatever, but McCain looks like he can run an offense. I mean, McCain.
I do want to see more of him. Yeah. I was certainly intrigued by what I saw.
I mean, he was an outstanding passer, really good shooter, moves the ball well. I think they made the right pick, Kevin.
Listen, he played well enough. We ain't thinking about all the other stuff.
Yes.
TikTok dances and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I like him as a player, but I don't think I like him on this team. Him and Maxey both at guard.
I agree with you. Two small guards. But
Dalton Kennett could play a small forward, and he can help space the four.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he can get his own shot, too.
Yeah, but he's like almost 30.
No, he's not.
Dalton Kennett at all?
He's like 23 or 24.
Yes. Yeah. In draft years, he's 30.
Yeah. Kevin, why don't you give us a 90s icon?
Tupac Shakur.
There it is.
There you
finally.
Go, my boy.
Finally. If I could manned up and given Tupac.
I wanted to.
I don't know.
I feel like I picked Tupac for everything in the 90s.
That's a good, but you do.
That was my 90s, man.
Yeah.
Love Pac. I was bumping it this weekend.
What are you laughing at?
Nice.
Nothing.
Okay. Did I miss something?
It's all right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There's no future in McCain and Maxey on the same team. But next year, you see what happens and let them play, and it'll be fun to watch. You know, those two guys with whoever else is on the team, it'll be fun to watch, figure it out. McCain is a more natural point guard than Maxey is, and Maxey's always been better when he's been off the ball. So, I think that
I actually like McCain scoring more than I did anything.
Yes, but he's been what's really good about him.
I didn't realize he was a point guard.
He moves off the ball well once he passes it. It is the Steph. There are moments where he moves around like Steph Curry does. Next year, here's the good part about the Sixers. Even if Embiid doesn't play, assuming Maxey's healthy all year, McCain's healthy, they're going to have a team that is fun to watch in some games. It's not going to be a disaster like it was this year, assuming that we know that Embiid's not going to play. So, Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five at five? I feel like we need
something. Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, really?
People at WIP that I need to know are going to be okay.
Oh,
Some big revelations from over the weekend.
That you don't think people are going to be okay.
Well, I didn't know if they're going to be okay.
I know I'm going to be on the list.
Oh, yeah, you're on the list.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Ike is not on the list.
Oh, yeah. Ike's fine.
Surprisingly.
I know. I don't need you for content today. Yeah. You shot at 94, so I think your golf game is going to be fine. Just kidding. Talk to me in 3 weeks.
All right. Top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.